Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Trump has honored a U.S. soldier for his role in rescuing dozens of hostages who are set to be executed by Islamic State militants in Iraq. White House correspondent Craig Clugston reports.
During a White House ceremony, the president awarded the Medal of Honor to Sergeant Major Thomas Patrick Payne, who came under enemy fire during a daring mission in 2015. Payne repeatedly entered a burning building to save hostages.
He received orders to evacuate, but he refused to do so. He didn't want to leave anyone behind.
Payne was initially given the Army's second highest award for the Special Operations Raid, which was upgraded to a Medal of Honor. Greg Clugston, Washington.
America stopped to remember 19 years ago today when Islamic terrorists hit the World Trade Center in New York, the Pentagon in Washington, and the passengers and crew of United Flight 93, which crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Kathy Cunningham, whose brother was killed on 9/11 in New York, says she would never miss the annual gathering of name reading.
We come to read names and honor my brother and all those lost on 9/11. We wish we didn't have to be here. But we have a story to tell, and our story is to keep their memory alive.
Charges and sanctions revive the specter of Russian interference in the U.S. election.
U.S. prosecutors have announced criminal charges against a Russian national, Artem Mikhailovich Lifshitz, accusing him of attempting to disrupt the American political system. Prosecutors allege Lifshitz and the initiative known as Project Latka operated bogus social media accounts, and Lifshitz used stolen identities to open fake accounts at banks and digital currency exchanges. In addition, the Treasury Department has imposed sanctions against Russia-linked Ukrainian lawmaker Andriy Dirkach, accusing him of interfering in the U.S. presidential election. Mike Gracia, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 131 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
On September 18th, don't miss Infidel, the new heart-pounding political thriller inspired by true events.
You are an American spy.
What? Infidel tells the story of one man's incredible journey of faith and survival after being kidnapped in the Middle East. And his wife's courage to never give up on him.
This is terrorism.
When his country abandoned him, his freedom became her mission.
I came here to plead for his life.
Starring Jim Caviezel.
Do your job.
See Infidel, only in theaters September 18th.
Listen to Newsflash Daily for your up-to-date local news, brought to you by Mr. Law. Call Mr. Law now at 702-233-3334. Your authority for personal injury, divorce, and probate cases. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad.
It's real news, no spin. And what better place than on the Heidi Harris Show? The O'Reilly Update can now be heard at 8:45 each weekday morning. What the mainstream media simply won't tell you, Bill and I will. It's the O'Reilly Update, weekday mornings at 8:45 on AM 670 KMZQ.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions, don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
It's 5:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. After being denied from hosting a campaign rally at the Reno Tahoe Airport on Saturday due to the coronavirus mandates, President Trump has moved the event to the Minden Tahoe Airport, some 43 miles south in Douglas County. The president also has an event scheduled for Sunday at Extreme Manufacturing in Henderson, plus a fundraiser also is scheduled for Sunday at a cost of some $2,800 per person. Nevada's COVID-19 task force has approved reopening bars in Washoe County and Pahrump, but has voted to keep the bars in Clark County closed. Clark County's latest infection rate of the coronavirus is just over 11%, while the state's target threshold is 7%. The task force meets every week to assess county-by-county infection rates and their mitigation plans. Nevada has five counties, including Clark, in a high-risk category. Well, the Vegas Golden Knights find themselves in unfamiliar territory for them, trailing in their Stanley Cup playoff series. Dallas scored 31 seconds into overtime to take Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals 3-2. The Stars now lead the best-of-seven series 2-1, and a crucial Game 4 for the Knights is tomorrow. The puck drops at 5 on NBC.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Get an abandoned vehicle to look out for. It's as you leave Interstate 15 North to go US 95 North. The on-ramp there, the right lane is blocked. Also slow flows 515 West at Pecos, 15 North at Sahara, and backups 215 West at Green Valley.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It is live and local for a Friday on AM 670 KMZQ. Don't forget, tomorrow I'll be on the Fox News Channel, 10:30 our time, 10:30 Pacific, on America's News Headquarters. And I'm looking forward to that. 10:30, it was supposed to be 9:30. They moved it back 1 hour. So I'll sleep in, and we'll be on the Fox News Channel on Saturday, tomorrow. And we'll be there at 10:30. This is a dangerous world we live in. All you have to do is turn on the TV at night. And you can look at, you know, violence, cities being burned down. And to be honest with you, it's scary in places like Portland and Seattle and San Francisco and Chicago, and then places you wouldn't expect, you know, places that you never think there'd be this kind of violence. Kenosha, Wisconsin, for crying out loud. Rochester, New York. And these cities are burning. And all you have to do is look at Mark McCluskey and his wife, Patty, who tried to defend their home in St. Louis with a semi-automatic weapon and a pistol. And you say, can this happen in my neighborhood? How can I prevent it? What do I need to do to keep me and my family safe? And now, God forbid, you've got an election coming up. That could be a flashpoint. Lenny Davis joins us. He's the Chief Operation Officer for SRT Special Services and joins us. Lenny, thanks so much for staying around the office a little late on a Friday. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem, Kevin. The first martini is on you.
Oh, there you go. I like that idea. I want to ask you about this, though. These are really uncertain times. They're dangerous times.
And what I'm finding is that more and more of my friends are really concerned about their own personal safety. Talk a little bit about what SRT Special Services is, what it is you do, and how you can actually help people stay safe.
Well, we are a SRT Special Services is a licensed security company here in Las Vegas. We're also a licensed private investigations firm. But we are not like any other security company. We're not uniform guards per se. We are very, very well trained. My guys are all either former military, former law enforcement, decades in experience in this, and we provide security at a level that is way above your standard. Even armed security officer, we do executive protection, we do estates, we do business protection and security. So we have a camera company that we work with here in town. They are the best in the country, in my opinion. We can do surveillance, you name it, we can do it.
I want to ask you about Mark McCluskey. You've seen him on Fox News. Him and his wife Patty. He had the semi-automatic rifle, and his wife had a handgun, and they were trying to defend their property against the mob that had marched to their front door. What is it? What is it that you could do? I know they're in St. Louis. We're here in Las Vegas. What is it you could do for a couple like that?
Well, we can provide. Highly trained armed security agents that would be at their home. And one of the things that we're bringing out, and it's a new program that we have launched, we looked at, my business partner and I are both former law enforcement. I'm a former federal agent. He's a former city police officer from the city of Oakland, California. And we have a lot of, still have a lot of connects in law enforcement intelligence world. And a lot of the intelligence we're getting is everybody agrees that there, sometime around the election, there is going to be some more outbreaks of civil disturbance, probably on the level of Portland, except probably sporadically nationwide. So we decided to come up with what we sat down with some of our guys and said, okay, guys, what can we do to help people? So we came up with the Business Continuity Unit, a BCU. Basically, we will contract with the business. We would do a minimum of 72 hours of round-the-clock security, basically the second, third, and fourth, longer if requested, obviously. And we would put our highly trained agents, and they're very well equipped. They're equipped with most of what law enforcement has at their disposal to stop rioters, looters, and people that would try to burn your business out or your home. So if you're afraid that someone's going to come to your business and potentially loot and burn, we would put our agents in there, and I can almost guarantee you you would not have to be burned out or looted out of your business.
Does it scare you, Lenny, what you see on TV when you look at Portland and you look at Seattle and you look at Chicago, but then you look at communities like Kenosha, Wisconsin, and Rochester, New York, this stuff is getting closer and closer to all of us. Does it scare you?
Well, yeah, it does scare me. And, I have my two daughters are and their families. They live in the outskirts of Portland. They just got back in their homes after being evacuated from some of the wildfires. And, there is some intelligence from law enforcement that some of these wildfires are basically a terrorist tactic by Antifa, BLM, any of these radical groups. And so, yeah, I've got a real, it scares me when I see my kids involved in that. They're victims of that. And then when you see, like in Kenosha, when they were arresting people, the majority of the people that were arrested were not from you know, even Wisconsin, much less the city of Kenosha. And they were the people that were coming there. They're being funded, and they're coming from all over the country to basically be anarchists, if you will.
That is absolutely incredible. This is all coming at a time when there is a segment of our society that wants to, quote, defund the police. And it's not enough, you know, for New York City, for instance, to pull $1 billion out of their police budget. Let me just ask you, as somebody with deep roots in law enforcement, how does a community like New York City pull $1 billion out of its budget for the police without it impacting the police stats? I imagine, you know, we've already seen what is happening in New York City and other cities, but how do they do it? I mean, how do you stretch already stretched police departments when you're going to be pulling $1 billion out of their budget?
Well, and it's a great point that the fact that when they want to defund police because they say, well, the police aren't trained well, you know, and we are very, very lucky here. We have the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, North Las Vegas, Henderson. We have some of the best police departments that I've ever been associated with during my 31 years as a federal agent. We're lucky here. But, you know, the first thing they want to do is they say, well, we want to cut, in New York's case, $1 billion. Well, when you're a police official and you're running a police department, you have to put officers on the street. You have to cover those programs first. You have fuel and all that. The very first thing that usually gets cut is training. So anybody who is actually saying they want to defund the police because they're not doing the job or they don't have the proper training, when you defund the police, they're never going to get the proper training.
I want to ask you, because we've got 53 days till Election Day. Early voting begins October 17th. We still don't know, because it's being contested in the courts, whether we'll have mail-in ballots or if it will all be like the old school, go to a polling place and vote. Do you worry about security surrounding this election coming up?
Oh, absolutely. From what we're hearing from our intelligence sources in law, you know, currently in law enforcement, they are expecting problems. They're going to try to do the best they can to make everything secure. But you're talking about it, you know, when you've got a really good ratio of police officers to the population. It's really good when you have one officer per 1,000 citizens. So when you start talking about, you know, you can't have a policeman on every corner, and your response times are going to be slow. And when you have any type of demonstration, whether it's peaceful or whether it's an out-and-out riot and looting, you are taking resources away from law enforcement. They're having to put resources at those to keep the peace at those events. And so you're taking those resources away from the citizen.
Again, Lenny Davis joining us, Chief Operations Officer for SRT Special Services. And in our final couple of minutes, I just want to ask you, should cities be paying more attention to the election? And if so, at what level? How can security, for instance, prevent fraud or voter fraud? How would security defend against that, or is that something that's more of a cyber issue than anything else?
Well, a lot of that is a cyber issue. You know, as far as the mail-in ballots, of course, I think are going to be, especially in this state, because now we have vote harvesting. And I'm sorry, I just can't believe that you're not going to have some sort of tomfoolery with those votes and those ballots, because you basically have them completely uncontrolled. So there's going to be, it's like a chain of evidence with a police officer, when you take evidence in of a crime, there's a chain of evidence, and you know where it goes. In the case of a regular absentee ballot, okay, great. You fill out the ballot. You either mail it in or drop it off at the Department of Elections. But now you're going to have you're going to allow people to go out and literally harvest, pick up hundreds of ballots from people, and with zero control. No one's going to know who picked those up and why, and you have now don't have any idea whether that's that ballot that you have let someone take to the polling place for you has been changed.
In our final minute, if folks are concerned about their personal safety, the safety of their family, the safety of their neighborhood, maybe the HOA that they live at, how can they talk to you? What is it you can offer them?
We can offer threat assessments to our clients, so we can come and say, look at your property or your business, and we will make suggestions on how you can harden the property. Because if you look at a property that has surveillance cameras and somebody looks at that and they see a house down the street that doesn't have one, they're going to go down the street because they're not going to go to a hardened target. The same thing with the business, and that's why we're doing our business continuity units, is that we will come to your business and we will hold your business. And we will make sure that, you know, you're not going to get looted and burned like it happened a couple of weeks ago in Chicago, where there were just organized gangs that pulled up in front of businesses with U-Haul trucks, broke in, looted them, and drove away. And the police arrested almost no one.
Wow, that's incredible. Let me just ask you, how do folks reach out to you? Can they reach out to you by phone or email or what?
They can contact us at our office phone, which is 702-221-1942, or they can contact us at srtspecialservices.com.
Lenny, it is great to visit with you again. Thanks so much, man, for all that you do for folks to keep them safe. We all need that in these troubled times. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, Ken. Thank you. Take care.
There you go. Lenny Davis, Chief Operation Officer for SRT Special Services. More to do as we continue. It is Friday on AM 670 KMZQ.
Forget.
None of us will ever forget this day. Yet we go forward to defend freedom.
September 11th, 2001.
God bless America.
AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall, or call 855-58-LIBERTY. What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. Sports. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive, pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIBCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIBCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIBCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
There's a place to share the joy of your team winning it all, and a place to share a laugh about skiing and taking a fall. There's a place to share photos of pets or singing in the choir or the time you ate a pepper and your mouth was on fire. But we could all be better at sharing how we're feeling inside. 76% of employees have struggled with at least one issue that affected their mental health. When you share, you're not alone. Ask about your company's emotional health benefits. Visit heart.org/sharing. Brought to you by the American Heart Association.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're going to get back to this NFL thing. This NFL thing really, really makes me mad because... there are so many issues that are out there, and we on both sides of all these issues. I'm sorry, but I think the National Football League is making a gigantic, colossal mistake. Regardless of what side of the Black Lives Matter issue you are on, you know, none of us believes in racial injustice. But is a sporting event the place where we need to air this out? Or do people go to sporting events to get away from the horrible world we live in with all its injustices, racial and otherwise? My whole thing is, I honestly believe that the National Football League has opened up a can of worms, because what about the next big issue to come up? Whether it be right to life. Now, there's an issue where babies are killed right up to the moment of birth, and if one Virginia governor had his way, it'd be after birth. And I guess my only issue is, where do you stop? And I don't care who's playing the game and what their ethnicity is. The fact is, this is wrong. Once you go down this road and you turn a sporting event into something other than a sporting event, then you become like the old CNN show Crossfire. You know, you end up becoming just a bunch of people yelling at each other. But I'm going to tell you something. The beauty of this is that the National Football League is not just a sport. The National Football League is not just a sport. They are a business. And we are consumers to that business. And if we choose not to go to the games, I know we've got a brand new team, and eventually they'll open up Allegiant Stadium. But until then, we can't go. But eventually we will be able to go. And if we stop going to the games, we stop